called into his kingdom and glory. 1 Thessalonians 2:12. Testimony of Brother Champaklaubot. God's servant from Mumbai. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. The Holy Bible, Ephesians 1:3. And hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The Holy Bible, Ephesians 2:6. He hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. The Holy Bible, Ephesians 1:4. But I have chosen you out of the world. The Holy Bible, John 15:19. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you. The Holy Bible, John 15:16. Prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, Almighty God and Creator of the whole universe, I worship Thee in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thou hast created me in my mother's womb, from my birth, and before my birth, Thou knowest all about me. O Almighty God, there is not a single human being whom Thou hast not created. O Lord Jesus, Thou art the Creator of everything and everyone. I worship Thee because Thou art the God of love, and I pray that Thou manifest Thy love to everyone who may read this testimony, and they may hear Thy voice, taste Thy love, and may receive Thy loving gift of salvation. They may be saved from their sins and iniquities, which is impure in this world, and be ready for the holy kingdom of heaven, for eternity. Lord, it is Thy desire to call everyone unto Thy kingdom and glory. I thank Thee, Lord, that when I did not know You, You loved me so much, that You called me into Thy kingdom and Thy glory, and that by receiving new life from Thee, I may walk worthy of Thy heavenly kingdom, and heavenly glory. For Thy glory and for Thy praise, I pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It is the Lord who has chosen me, I have not chosen Him. The Lord is definitely saying in these words that He has sought me and chosen me first. I did not know Him first at all. It is only when we receive Him as our Lord and personal Savior, that we understand this mystery, and enjoy His blessings. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Holy Bible, Colossians 1:27. Would you like to know how this blessed miracle took place in my life? It is my joy and privilege to tell you how the Lord wonderfully sought and saved me, and also called me out of darkness, into His marvelous light, and how we can have fellowship with the living Lord Jesus Christ, and enter into His glorious kingdom. I did not know who the Lord Jesus Christ was, and what He means to every human being He created. I had lot of bitterness against the British, since they ruled our country India. I was ignorant of the Lord Jesus Christ, who I thought was the God of the Britishers, and the glorious gospel of His kingdom. As I was the only son born to a Bromwich couple, my mother had told me that I must know God, and must attain salvation. She said, God gave me only one son, and if you don't get moksha, salvation, I will cry to God saying, why did you give me such a son? Instead, you should have given me a stone, which could at least be used in the construction of a hospital, where people are looked after and comforted. At the age of 14, I left my home, in search of peace and salvation. According to the knowledge I had, and what I was taught, I went on searching for God throughout the whole length and breadth of this country, through manifold ways, by torturing my body, reciting in Sanskrit mantras of God, expressing devotion unto gods and goddesses of the native Indians, for many years. Right from my early age, I spent time to seek God by these devotions, of Bhakti Marga to serve gods of our king's palace at Bhuj, Kutch, in Gujarat, India. I tried the five ways to attain salvation, according to the Hindu scriptures, which are listed below. 1. Tap Marga, way of penance, yoga. 2. Karma Marga, way of rituals and good works/deeds. 3. Yap Marga, way of reciting and repeating the name of a god. 4. Gyan Marga, way of attaining knowledge of God. 5. Bhakti Marga, way of devotion. I spent 7 years in devotion of 3 main Hindu gods, but it was all in vain, as I could not attain real peace, joy and salvation. I also tried worshipping one of the Hindu gods, who is considered without form, and supposed to be a spirit. I tried to worship him through pranayam, controlling of breath, padmasana, the lotus yoga posture, while reciting mantras, which is pertaining to the spirit. I had a desire to know God, receive him, and wanted to be found within him, and get locked in him. I used to chant mantras from the Upanishads, Hindu scripture, day and night reciting, Papoam, Papakarmaham, Papatma, Papazambhava, Trachimam. With the sin of birth, and with the accumulated sin of wrong deeds, we are completely submerged by sin. Born in sin, grown up with sin, and dying in sin, help us to come out of this sin. But I could not be free from sin and my sinful nature. I also gained nothing by spending days, weeks, and months in penance, without food and water at the crematorium too. In spite of knowledge and practice of 4 Vedas, 16 Upanishads, 4 Smritis, 6 Shrutis and 18 mythologies, I could not conquer sin, neither could I have hope of going to heaven, but was only sure of going to hell, and was constantly plagued with the fear of death. I did my intermediate course of study in science from the Banaras Hindu University, where I studied and memorized the Bhagavad Gita, and also mastered it with honors. Our president, the late Drive Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan, who was then the vice-chancellor of Banaras Hindu University, awarded me a certificate of merit for reciting the Bhagavad Gita. Later on, when he was the vice president of Free India, I wrote him a letter giving my testimony saying that the Lord Jesus Christ saved me, and gave me the free gift of salvation, what Bhagavad Gita could not do for me. I met a guru, teacher, in Banaras, who taught me to worship goddess Gayatri 3 times a day. At early dawn between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m., when the goddess is supposed to be in a creative modest form, at noon between 12 noon and 1 p.m., when she is supposed to be in a fierce form, full of wrath, and at sunset, around 6 p.m., when she is supposed to be in a cool and calm form. But the fact was that I could attain nothing. I also sought after a god who has no form, but who is a spirit, which according to Hindu mythology is Brahma, the creator. I went through 7 years of this experience, but could not attain salvation. I then approached a very famous sage, from the Himalayas, who gave me a phrase, mantra, to chant, which was about my union with the unincarnate spirit god. During those 7 years, I had to meditate with folded legs, and concentrate closing my eyes, the image of the spirit god, while chanting that mantra. I would also recite the Upanishad prayers, Asatho Masadgamaya, Tamaso Majodirgamaya, Mrityarma Amritam Gamaya. Lord, lead me kindly from falsehood to truth, into light from darkness, and from death to immortality. But none of these prayers were answered. With great disappointment, I sought other ways to sacrifice my life, and became a freedom fighter, and joined non-violence movement, started by Mahatma Gandhi, to free India from the British rule. At that time, Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose also started Azad Hind Fauz, Free India Army. I joined the Royal Indian Air Force in 1944, during World War II, to lay down my life for the country but, as it happened, Japan accepted unconditional surrender and my services were terminated. I then decided to come to Bombay in June 1946, took up a job in the Bank of India. During that time I got a chance to help a lady in her time of need, and out of gratitude, she gifted me a Bible on March 1947. At that time, I would say in my heart, the Hindu religion taught me Brahmasatya, Jagatmitya, Vasudev Kutumbakam, which means the spirit is truth, world is a lie, and the universe is vain. The universe is vanity, and the earth is like a small family. If this philosophy could not give me any peace, how could the British who ruled India and their religious scriptures do any good to me? Because of my religious and national pride, I did not open the Bible and kept it on a shelf. During my dilemma and confusion of religious faith, I got married on 26th of April 1948. To the same lady who had gifted me the Holy Bible. In 1948 the government of India took police action against the Nawab of Hyderabad for his surrender, as he wanted to establish a sovereign nation within India. I being trained in arms, got enrolled and was given duty to patrol with arms, at Bombay government premises. One evening, during the recreation hours, I went to see a drama at an open exhibition. There some spectators started smoking in a non-smoking zone, to which I objected. After disclosing my identity they became rough and rebellious, violating the law. I objected to their reaction by firing in the air. On account of this, there was an uproar and the drama had to be stopped. I saw my military commander coming towards me, and I was afraid and felt dizzy, for fear of court-martial. At this point of time, I heard a voice saying to me, "Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, fear thou not, for I am with thee, be not dismayed for I am thy God, I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." The Holy Bible, Isaiah 41:9-10. I questioned the voice saying, "Who are you? Are you any God whom I have worshipped?" The voice answered, "I am the Lord Jesus Christ, whom you think as God of the Britishers." Further, he said, "Do not waste time, escape from the rear by lifting up the tent cloth." So I did the same, and went towards Kalaba Kuff Parade seashore. I wanted to end my life for the fear of being caught. I saw a light and heard the voice again saying, "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." The Holy Bible, Isaiah 1:18. He further said to me, that I was clay, seeking for the potter, my maker. It is the potter who finds the clay and makes the vessel. The clay cannot find the potter, the maker. I have come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Holy Bible, Luke 19:10. When I heard these words, I became calm and began to think that if I die, what about my mother's desire? My mother had told me that I must know God and must attain salvation. She had said to me that God gave me only one son. If you do not attain moksha, salvation, I will cry to God saying, "Why did you give me such a son? Instead you could have given me a stone, which could be used in building a hospital, where people are looked after, and comforted." At that time I remembered the Bible, which was lying untouched on the shelf in my room. I had never read the Bible till that time. I had been searching God through various ways, for the last 14 years, but I never found Him. No one but Lord Jesus came to my help, so why not as a last desperate attempt, read the Bible? So I went home, removed the dust of 14 months that was on the Bible, and began to read the Bible. From 18th of May 1948 I started reading and found the scriptures very enlightening. I don't remember from where I started and where I ended. During that time I read the Bible completely 3 times in English, and in Gujarati, which is my mother tongue. In the Bible I read these words, "God said, God spoke, and not man." So I was convinced that Lord Jesus Christ alone is God and the only Savior of the world, and He alone came to save a worst sinner like me. One night in my sleep, I heard a voice saying 4 times, "Awake, awake, awake, awake." I woke up. It was a Sunday around 5:30 a.m. I remembered that on the front page of my Bible was written the address of a church. I went in search of it, as I was still a stranger to the city. It took me an hour to locate the church. When I went there, the doors were closed. I saw a signboard saying, "The morning service is at 10 a.m., and I said in my mind, "We wake the Hindu gods at 4 a.m. by ringing a bell, but perhaps the Christian God needs more rest." So I went home, and came again to the church. There I liked the godly pastor, and the fellowship of the Christians. After a few months, I went to Gujarat to visit my relatives along with my wife and eldest son, to proclaim my faith in Lord Jesus Christ. According to Brahmin customs, I was considered an outcast. To punish me, my relatives mixed some poison in my medicine, which I was taking for malaria, on account of which my physical condition worsened. So we came back to Bombay, and on our way back, we had to change the train at Viramgam, Gujarat. At that time my son Sharad, who was only 4 months old, and weighing 5 pounds only, slipped from my arms, and into the track of the halted train, which we desired to board. I stooped down and picked him up. He escaped with only a small bump on his forehead. The Lord Jesus had miraculously saved his life, and I heard a voice speaking to me, saying, "I am the resurrection and the life." The Holy Bible, John 11:25. This incident strengthened my faith that He is with me at all times. After reaching Bombay in November 1949, my condition further worsened. I was admitted in GT Hospital in an unconscious state. During my hospitalization, 3 brothers from the Baptist Church would come and pray for me. In my weakened condition of being feverish, I would often talk about seeing three crosses, with Lord Jesus Christ in the center. People in the hospital thought I was a lunatic, so they tied me to the bed. As the poison had already spread to my entire body, the doctor said that there was no hope, as they had done their best to save me. The doctors called my wife and father-in-law, and said that they cannot do anything. That night on 14th of November 1949, the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to me, "I am not on the cross, because I live, ye shall live also." The Holy Bible, John 14:19. I slept peacefully that night, and the next morning, I got discharged from the hospital against medical advice. These words of the Lord Jesus Christ were my blessed assurance. He became my life and resurrection. My left lung was also full of pleurisy and pneumonia, but I didn't go to any doctor. The Lord Jesus Christ healed me. This medical ground facilitated my discharge from military responsibilities. Day by day my faith increased. For 7 years I kept reading the Bible, but denied to testify in the waters of baptism. It was on 2nd of August 1955, that my second son Barrett, who was 11 months old, whom I loved more than the Lord Jesus Christ, had died of diarrhea. At the time of his burial in the cemetery, the Lord Jesus Christ revealed and assured me that my son was resting peacefully in his arms. But if I would have died that day, I would die in my horrible sin, and would not go where my son Barrett has gone. Clearly, the Lord spoke to me from the Holy Bible. "Ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins." The Holy Bible, John 8:24. "Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory, I have formed him, yea, I have made him." The Holy Bible, Isaiah 43:7. "That day I wept bitterly in the cemetery, confessed all my sins, and asked the Lord Jesus to wash my sins with his precious blood. He alone died on the cross, paying the penalty for our sins, saved us from death, and from hell. He was cruelly scourged to heal us from our sickness. He also forgives our sins. Oh, how much He loves us." After confessing my sins, I found perfect peace and heavenly joy coming into my heart. I came home lighthearted, singing and rejoicing. My wife was surprised to see me like this. I shared with her the joy of being delivered from my sins, through the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, according to the Scriptures. The Holy Bible, 1 John 1:7, 9. I consecrated my life and surrendered myself completely to my Lord on 1st of January 1956, and obeyed Him in the waters of baptism. Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead, by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. The Holy Bible, Romans 6:4. So by baptism, I declared my union with Lord Jesus Christ in His death, His burial and His resurrection. Oh! What a union, what a grand salvation, who else can give? None other than Lord Jesus Christ, who died and rose again to live in us, and will make us sit in heavenly places for eternity. Years went by and the Lord Jesus Christ revealed Himself to me from the Word of God. He alone is the eternal God, and He answered all my questions, which Hindu gods and goddesses, and Hindu scriptures, could not answer. This was the greatest change for a man like me, who knew and practiced Hindu scriptures. All my old ties of my philosophy that could not save me were severed. I took a new decision in my life, and became a new man as it is written in the Holy Bible, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, old things are passed away and behold all things." The Holy Bible, 2 Corinthians 5:17. My wife also received the Lord Jesus Christ as her personal Savior, and on 9th of March 1956, was baptized. My mother-in-law, father-in-law, and even my brother-in-law, also received the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, and were baptized. The Lord taught me the mystery of fellowship, and spiritual things concerning Christ's doctrine. I was appointed as honorary pastor of Bombay Baptist Church, at Colaba, where I started the Hindi group, without any membership, and served there for 2 years. The Lord spoke to me from the Holy Bible, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. The Holy Bible, Acts 2:42. About me being a member of a particular church, and also regarding the true worship around the Lord's table, with one bread and one cup, every Sunday, because the Lord Jesus Christ gave his body to be broken for us, and shed his precious blood for the remission of our sins. For we being many are one bread, and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. The Holy Bible, 1 Corinthians 10:17. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread. The Holy Bible, Acts 27. So, the breaking of bread must be on the Lord's Day, which is Sunday. In May 1958, I attended the All India Holy Convocation at Ahmedabad, Gujarat, along with my wife, son and three daughters. In this convocation I met Brother Bakht Singh Chhabra of Punjab, for the first time, and my conversation with him lasted for about 40 minutes. He invited me to have fellowship with the saints at Elim, the place of worship in Hyderabad, before moving to Hebron, which is the present place of worship. In January 1959, I attended World Youth for Christ Convocation at Madras. I then visited Jehovah Shama, where Brother Bakht Singh started his ministry since 1941. There, God spoke to me from the Holy Bible, Acts 26:19, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. God said, I want you to be my co-worker, to start the New Testament pattern church all over Maharashtra state. Obeying God's voice, I resigned from Baptist Church and went to Hyderabad in March 1959, for training under Brother Bakht Singh at Elim, to serve the Lord in living faith. I had a great opportunity to serve the Lord along with Brother Bakht Singh. God gave us the grace to shift from Elim to Hebron, after the dedication meeting which was held on 17th of September 1959, I had to return to my ministry in Bombay to fulfill the Lord's vision. I began to pray and ask the Lord what should I do, and the Lord led me to begin his work of the church at Bombay, along with Brother Bakht Singh. We started gathering in my house at 10th Road Chimber in 1959, where we began breaking of bread. Thereafter at my house in 1960 at Sion and later on at Kurla in 1961. Since the lease agreement was given only for 11 months. In May 1960 at Park Guest House in Pune, we were invited by Mrs. Shalender to start worship meetings there. Later in March 1961 Brother Bakht Singh was invited to Baker's Bungalow in Bethany, Pandita Ramabai Road, Pune, to start Sunday worship and the Lord's table. On 7th of December 1961, we had a special meeting in the Methodist Church compound at Kurla, where Brother Bakht Singh gave his testimony for 3 hours. On that day many people accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, and filled the decision cards. Later on, I visited all of them and prayed for them. We invited Brother Bakht Singh, along with his co-workers, for 1 week, 15th April to 22nd of April 1962, for gospel campaign. On 15th of April 1962 we started the Sunday worship meeting at Hume High School, Baikula, and a week-long open-air preaching in the morning, and gospel meetings in the evening. During those meetings the Lord brought great revival in our midst. Later on, the Lord helped us to begin the Lord's table in 1964 at Horeb Church in Kolhapur, Maharashtra. We baptized some people in a water tank in a Brahmin widow's garden. She gave us rooms where the Lord began his work. From Kolhapur, the Lord took me to Solapur, where we began the work of the Lord. The church there was named as Beersheba. In 1968, I traveled through many parts of Orissa to preach the gospel along with the OM, Operation Mobilization, team, as well as the gospel campaign teams from Hebron, Hyderabad. As I traveled with the teams, three Brahmins from Mahalkhand traveled 150 miles to Rourkela. I shared my testimony with them, and spoke to them about the love of Christ. They accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, and obeyed the Lord in the waters of baptism. The local people, on knowing about the baptism of three Brahmins, were furious. The mob had gathered to burn the gospel literature and Bibles. Suddenly a page from the Bible which was burning flew and came into my hand. The page was from the Holy Bible, Isaiah 26:20, Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee, hide thyself as it were for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. So we immediately gathered in the van, and in the midst of fire and the furious mob, we rushed out of Darion Shone, in Orissa, to a safe place. Thus God fulfilled his promise. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. The Holy Bible, Isaiah 43:2. It was God's promise which strengthened our faith. Truly God is faithful. Similarly, much work remains to be done even now in Orissa and other parts of India. May the Lord raise up his co-workers to carry out his work with a true vision. In March 1973, at Vialparle, Mumbai, we started gathering every Sunday in the evening for worship, and then in 1978, we started the Lord's Table. Similarly, we began gathering at Miraj and Ekhakaranji, Ahmednagar, and Srirampur. The Lord's work started in October 1989 at Jalna, Maharashtra, where my eldest son, Sharad Bhatt, is laboring as God's servant. We also began the Lord's work at Rasayani, and in Nagathain, and other parts of Maharashtra. In July 1974, my father received the Lord Jesus Christ into his heart, and my mother too received the Lord into her heart in May 1994. The Lord Jesus had taken me to East, West, North and South. The Lord also took me to Europe 3 times, and 4 times to USA. In Holland, one Islamic girl was helped and counseled in the right direction. Now she is serving the Lord. Likewise, in the United States, some were helped and benefited for his glory. I exalt and glorify him who loved me and died for me and rose again as a living God, who dwells in mortals like me and those who believe in him. Also, he is searching for sinners who diligently seek him. He loves all sinners and he is powerful to save all for his eternal kingdom. Finally, the Lord spoke to me through the book of Isaiah 38:1. Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live, to make provision or set right my own household and the church at Mumbai, because my departure is at hand. I obeyed my Lord's voice. May God bless this testimony for his glory and for the extension of his heavenly kingdom. Amen. Dear reader, now I take this solemn opportunity to lovingly invite you to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and your best friend, into your heart and life. If you fully believe his words and his propitiatory sacrifice for your sins on the cross of Calvary, through the above testimony, I want to encourage you and inspire you by the Holy Spirit to know the living Lord Jesus Christ, for there is no joy greater than this, to know him and to have the Lord Jesus living in your heart. He will make you to understand all his purposes for your life. He will help you in all difficulties. He will be your strength in weakness and health, in sickness and wealth and poverty. He will answer all your questions and clear all your doubts, carry all your burdens, and also carry you through all the days of your life. In all your temptations, he will deliver you and protect you from all sin and evil, to prepare you for his eternal kingdom and glory. Every day he will speak to you from his living word, to guide you and comfort you in all sorrows and sufferings. Today, my dear friend, will you open your heart and confess your sinful condition and seek for the mercy of God and receive his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into your heart? Yes or no? If your answer is yes, then I would request you to obtain a copy of the living word of God, the Holy Bible, and read it regularly and prayerfully, and find a good and spiritual fellowship where you can know more about the Lord Jesus Christ and grow in your faith. Some Bible verses to help you. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 4:25. Who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 10:9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Acts 16:31 And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. 1 John 1:7 and 9 But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Titus 3:5 Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration, and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Romans 5:8, Ephesians 2:5-8, Psalms 32:5-8, 1 John 2:27-28. If your answer is no, then my sincere prayer and desire is, that the gracious Lord, may reveal his love and mercies to you, in granting you the saving faith, that you too may enjoy his heavenly blessing, and have the hope of eternal life as I have. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you, Amen.